In the hills and hollows of the Blue Ridge, good and evil are in constant struggle. Demons lurk in the dark forests, and the early pioneers are under constant threat. Brother Wolf, the play by Triad Stage artistic director Preston Lane, is filled with epic storytelling and outstanding original music composed by Laura Lynn Dossett. Laura Lynn says that when Preston first approached her in search of authentic sounding original music for Brother Wolf, she knew it had to sound like Riley Baugus.
The Lord looked down on his people.
I can hear, I mean, sorry, honey, but I know what you're going to do in a
That's
lot
good.
Of ways.
No,
you know what
don't
I mean?
Say you're sorry. That's a good thing to say.
In the good way, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I know what his banjo sounds like. I know what his voice sounds like. I know the way he plays the guitar, you know, so that I had a vocabulary already.
His golden time.
String players always say it's much more difficult to play a Haydn string quartet than, say, even a big Beethoven piece because it's so transparent. Every little part is, but it's a different tradition.
Well, because classical music is going not only for perfection, but they are going for perfection. You know, perfect tone, perfect, all of those things. And Appalachian music is not so much.
Well, we're going for perfect. It's just that perfect is something different.
Exactly.
And we want it to be of a transparent nature. You know, we want you to see every little crack and crevice, and I want you to see the wrinkles and the smudges. Those are an important part of music.
Fiddle can be such a sad-sounding instrument. What sorts of things go on musically to bring that out of that sense of sadness in that instrument?
When I'm playing that tune, that's a tune that that comes from eastern Kentucky, from McGoffin County, and a player whose name was John Morgan Salyer. And what I'm thinking about when I'm playing that is that this is a lament. You know, Vance no more can go hanged would suggest that Vance has already been hanged, so you can't hang him again. There is this sorrowful nature. The lament on the fiddle lament and the air is sort of an idea that we lost in southern Appalachia in terms of music. That's from an earlier time. People don't really play that sort of music anymore. So when I'm playing that tune, I'm thinking about its depth and its sorrow and the pain of this person being hanged. And, you know, I mean, you really do start thinking about what the fiddle tune's about. Even though it's just a series of notes, there's a story involved with it. So I'm thinking about the story.
Listen now, children, a story I'll tell of a woman they called Anna. She had a fine son, and she raised him.
I love the simple language, but it just moves the story along so nicely at the same time in really interesting ways. And evidently it did so for Levon Helm as well. You
yeah.
seem to appreciate that one.
That song is interesting because I really did. I wrote it at the last minute. When we were in production for the original Brother Wolf in 2006, Preston added a scene while we were in rehearsal. And I had, you know, a day to write a song. And I had three kids at home. And, you know, it was just like, when am I supposed to do this? And I really literally did it in the carpool line between the middle school and the high school.
Jeez.
I, you know, it was one of those situations where I made a series of quick decisions that made the song write itself. We knew it needed to be a lullaby that this character would sing. And then I said, well, let's also make it the story of these children's mother's death, their mother. So the character, Old Man Speardane, is singing a lullaby to his children about their own mother. And that is how it got to Levon Helm. The name Anna Lee is what was the most significant to him. He has an old dear friend named Anna Lee, and her name appears in several band songs. The one that most people know, the most famous one, is The Wait.
I'll return to you, dear, in the dimming of day.
Laura Lynn Dossett and Riley Baugus. Tonight is opening night for Preston Lane's Brother Wolf, featuring Laura Lynn's original music at Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem. The show begins at 8 o'clock, and you'll find ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Robert Kirk recorded the original soundtrack for Brother Wolf, and you'll find links to more on our website. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.